bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 5th chapter of Matthew. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Rebecca Pomeroy was a nurse who helped Abraham Lincoln and his family when his sons Ted and Willie were ill. One evening, a night when Lincoln decided to escape the worries of the country, he asked Mrs. Pomeroy to attend the theater with him. She politely declined. Some time later, he asked a second time. That request was also met with a refusal. A third time, Lincoln asked her to accompany him, but this time he added, "Mrs. Pomeroy, it is counted an honor to sit in the president's box. I should like to ask you why you have refused." Mrs. Pomeroy replied this way. She said, "Mr. President, I am a Christian, and when I became such, I promised my Lord that I would go no place where I could not take him with me or ask his blessing. I could hardly do this at the theater, and for that reason I did not go." Lincoln never asked her to the theater again. On the other hand, those who were there report that quite often when they were going to a hospital, Lincoln would tell his coachman, "Drive a little slower." Then he would say to Mrs. Pomeroy, "Tell me more of this Christ whom you serve." There is, I believe, a lesson here. As Jesus had instructed, Mrs. Pomeroy had let her light shine before a president, and he saw her good deeds. Hers is an example that I have seen repeated again and again. Pastors may preach good sermons, great sermons, solidly scriptural sermons, but the people in our congregation, with their actions, preach the first sermon which is ever heard, or not heard, by an unbeliever. And if the congregation's first sermon is never preached, very often those unbelievers will never bother to come hear the pastor's message. Now we who have met and follow the blessed Savior try to do what is right, try to live as properly as we can as an ongoing hymn of thanksgiving to him for all he has done. Our life of repentance is the least we can do for the Savior who died and rose so we might live. But we also need to remember that we do what we do so the Holy Spirit might use us to touch others, to make them ask us, "Tell me more of this Christ whom you serve." God grant that our light shines and others see the Savior. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I give thanks for all you have done for me. Now may I live my life to glorify you. Let my light shine so souls may be touched and others might see the greatness of your love and the salvation you have won. In your name I ask it. Amen.